In today's gospel, the Lord commands us to love one another as he has loved us. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Did you ever stop to wonder what heaven is going to be like? Did you ever ask yourself that question? What will heaven be like? You know, there's a lot of contemporary ways of looking at it. You know, sometimes you see the pictures in cartoons of people sitting on clouds, you know, clicking harps all day long. That sounds pretty boring to me, frankly, you know. I hope that's not what heaven is like. I don't think it is, but what will heaven be like? There's a contemporary Christian song we sing occasionally in church here. I can only imagine is the song. And the singer says, "When I stand before you, Jesus, what will I do? Will I dance before you? Or will I fall down in awe before you? Will I walk side by side with you? Or will I remain silent?" I can only imagine what heaven will be like. That's all any of us can do in one sense, only imagine it. And nowhere in the scriptures are we given a detailed description of what heaven will be like. St. Paul, in one of his letters, in fact, tells us we can't imagine it. He says, "The eye has not seen, the ear has not heard, nor can the mind imagine what God has prepared for those who love him." It's a wonderful, breathtaking vision, but it doesn't tell us much, does it? Someplace else, St. Paul says, "We will be like him and with him." We will be with him, Christ, and be like him. But again, what does that mean? Then along comes the book of Revelation. We've been reading from during this Easter season. The book of Revelation, you know, is the last book of the New Testament. It's the great mystical vision that St. John has about heaven. But the book of Revelation has gotten a lot of people into a lot of trouble because many people insist on interpreting it literally. But you can't do that. St. John is trying to describe in human terms what you can't describe in human terms. So he's using poetry. Book of Revelation is mostly poetry. If you interpret it literally, it gets you into all kinds of difficulties. But this morning, in part of the vision that he shared with us in the book of Revelation, St. John says something that's very interesting. It's puzzling, but I think it's also interesting because it does reveal a little something about heaven. John sees God on the throne, and God is saying, "The old order has passed away, a new order has begun. Behold, I'm making all things new." And in the midst of all that, there's this one line that John has there. "And the sea will be no more." And the sea will be no more. Well, that strikes us as strange. Why in this new creation would there not be a sea? We love the sea, most of us. Love to walk along the beach. Love to watch the sunrise and the sunset over the ocean, are willing to pay a pretty good amount of money to rent a seaside condo sometimes, So why in a new creation, when God's making all things new, would there be no sea? What's John getting at here? Remember, John's trying to describe in his own limited human language what heaven is all about. And here's what he means when he says there will be no sea. When John had this vision, he was exiled to the island of Patmos, a little island right off the coast of present-day Turkey. And on a good day, you could actually see the mainland from Patmos, and maybe even hear some of what was going on over there. Now remember, John had lived many years in Turkey, in the city of Ephesus. He had many friends there. He had founded churches there, many Christian brothers and sisters there. And he was separated from them by his exile. He could think about them, how he longed to be with them, but he was separated from them. What separated him from them? The sea. The sea. What kept him from being united with them was the sea. So we can see what he would mean. The sea will be no more in those days. Nothing will separate us. Nothing will keep us from being together. When God has this new creation, a new heaven, a new earth, John is speaking not literally but figuratively. Anything that separates us will be taken away. The sea will be no more. Nothing will be able to separate us. We'll be united again. That's what John means. And I think he gives us a little glimpse of what heaven is like. Heaven will be at that time when we will be reunited with all those we love. Nothing will separate us ever again. God says it, no more mourning, no more death, no more pain or suffering. Everything that separates us from him and from one another, from those we love, will be taken away. We'll be reunited with all those we love. That's one of the things we can say about heaven. Without understanding exactly what that means in one sense, that's the truth. We'll be reunited with one another, those we love. There will be no more sea, nothing to separate us. Nothing to separate us from those that we love. You know, if you look at the painting over the main door of the church as you leave today, that's a painting that was done in 1715 by the Italian artist Giuseppe Crespi. It's a copy of that painting, obviously. The original is found at the Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, Russia. When we were trying to find something to put above the main door of the church, we settled on that painting, which is the Death of St. Joseph. If you look at it closely, you see Joseph. Of course, we don't know when Joseph died or how he died. It's an artist's rendition of that. There are many different attempts to portray that in art. But you see in this version, Joseph lying on a cot, surrounded by Jesus and Mary, and a couple of angels in the background. And we thought that was a fitting picture to put at the door of the church, because every time we have a funeral here and we take the remains of the person out of church at the end of the funeral, that person is leaving the church, right? In death, that person is leaving us, leaving the church, as Joseph left the church when he died. But leaving the church for where? Leaving us who are the church for where? Leaves the church here to join the church there. Leaves the church in this world to join the church triumphant there. Nothing will separate us. The sea will be no more. When we leave this world, we'll be reunited with those who love us. We leave the church here only to join the church there. The sea will be no more. Nothing will separate us. So, it's true. We can't understand exactly what heaven will be like. But we know one thing for sure. We'll be with Christ. We'll be with all those we love. Forever. United in love. Because the sea, anything that separates us, will be no more. A new heaven, a new earth, where nothing will ever separate us from those we love. May God bless you.